I'm going to start on page 2 of the presentation and give you an overview about this presentation. The Electronic Service Request tool, as we refer to it as the ESR tool, I'm going to talk about the benefits of the tool, the different roles assigned within the tool, how to get access to the tool, how you can open and update and close your PMRs online via this tool, how you can create spreadsheets and reports of your PMRs. I'm going to go through some of the screens that your administrators will see and talk about how to get help with the tool if you're having any problems with it, and give you a little bit of information about business partners. So if you'd like to move to slide 3 of the presentation, the Electronic Service Request tool is an online tool available to customers, to Passport Advantage customers, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Basically, this tool allows Passport Advantage customers to electronically open, view, update, and close their PMRs. It also allows you to sign up for emails to receive an email notification when your PMR has been updated. This tool allows you, when you're opening a PMR, to describe your software problems to the support engineer. It bypasses the 800 call-in number, so basically the information goes straight from your fingertips to the support engineer's queue. And it gives you a lot of space within the tool to enter as much detail about the problem as you're having. You can also monitor and update your existing PMRs. The PMRs within this tool are, that you can see within this tool, are PMRs that are opened or PMRs that have been closed within 28 days. Now, if you have opened a PMR electronically via this tool, it does stay viewable longer than 28 days, but the phone PMRs are archived after 28 days. I'd like to move on to slide 4 and talk about the ESR rules. A site technical contact is a person at your site who has been designated within the Passport Advantage agreement to be the person to grant or deny authority to others within your organization to have access to this tool. The primary site technical contact is the name of the person that is named within your Passport Advantage agreement. That person has the capability to also deputize others within your organization to also have the ability to grant and deny access to this tool. Those individuals are called secondary site technical contacts, and up to 9 of those can be set up. A couple other roles are the authorized callers and authorized readers. An authorized caller can open or update PMRs. You can have an unlimited number of authorized callers. An authorized reader is someone that you give access to the tool just to be able to read your PMRs. They can't open or update them. And then if you have a close relationship with an IBM business partner or any business partner that has a relationship with IBM, you can give them authority to open and update PMRs on your behalf or just to look at your PMRs. Now, the PMRs that you see within this tool are associated with a customer number. So basically the way that authorized callers are set up within this tool is they're associated with one of your Passport Advantage agreement numbers and with a customer number. So they can see any PMR that has been opened under that customer number, whether they opened it or whether someone else in your organization has opened it. Moving on to slide 5, I'd like to talk about how to get access to this tool. The first step is to register for an IBM Web ID at the IBM.com software support site. You want to make sure you only register once. The ID typically is an email address. Now, you may have an ID from the past if you have used My Support before, or if you have used some of our other online tools that requires an ID. You may already have one of these IDs. Once you have an ID, the second step is to be added as an authorized caller by your site technical contact. Now, after you have been granted access to this tool by your site technical contact, you will receive an email, a welcome email from ESR, giving you additional steps to use ESR and letting you know that you have been granted access. I'd like to move on to slide 6. Now, I'd like to walk through how to get into the tool after you have been given access. So, from the IBM.com software support site, you can click on the Report Problems tab. And on that tab, there will be a link there to ESR. Moving on to slide 7, from any of our product support pages, under the Assistance section, there's a link there called Report Problems. That will also take you to ESR. Moving on to slide 8, this is the ESR welcome screen that you'll be taken to. As you can see, there's a key beside the letters ESR there. That means that you have to be given special permission to access what is behind this. And there is security checks that, you know, you cannot look at any other company's PMRs, and it's very safe and secure that you can be assured that only the folks that you give access to can look at and update your PMRs. Moving on to slide 9, once you click on that ESR link, you'll receive a sign-in screen. You'll want to sign in with your IBM Web ID and click Submit. Moving on to page 10, if you have not yet been granted access to the ESR tool and you first sign into ESR, you will receive this caller self-nomination form. Basically, this is a form that you can fill out that nominates yourself to have access. When you fill out this form and click Submit, an email will be sent to your site technical contact telling them that you would like to have access to ESR, and then they can either grant or deny you access. Now, the two required fields here are your IBM customer number and your country. If you don't know what your IBM customer number is, but you do know who within your organization is responsible for IBM contracts, you could check with them for your customer number. My name is Billy Godlewski. My email address is on the cover page of this presentation. Feel free to contact me. Or William J. Carey's name is also there. He's the ESR focal point, and he could also help you find out your customer number. Moving on to slide 11. Now, this is after you have been granted access to the tool and you sign in. This is the screen that a new user would see. When a new user signs into ESR, if they'd like to open a PMR, they just click on Open a New PMR. If they would like to look or view a PMR that is already open, and they know the PMR number, just put in the PMR number there in the center of the page and click Go. And it will take you directly to that PMR that you can browse it. If you don't know the PMR, but you know you opened it, you could put your name in the keywords field there, select the customer number and click Go, and it will bring you up a list of PMRs where your name is mentioned. Not necessarily those that you have opened. It's a full text search of all PMRs, but it will bring you up a PMR list to select from. I'd like to move on to page 12. This is a ESR welcome page for an experienced user, someone that has used ESR before. And what you see different here is a table in the middle of the screen. Basically, this table shows PMRs that you have opened in ESR recently. I think you can get 5 or 6 PMRs listed there. And that way, if you'd like to look at or update this PMR, you just click on that PMR number, and it will take you to an update screen where you can update it. And it will also take you to the screen where you can view the full text of the PMR. Moving on to slide 13, this is also an ESR welcome page of an experienced user. What has been added here is there's a table under My Unfinished PMRs. Basically, this section is there if you have started to submit a PMR, but you don't quite have all the information and you're not quite ready to submit it to the support engineer's queue, you can save it within the ESR tool as a draft. And if you save it as a draft, a link will be placed in this My Unfinished PMR section. The unfinished PMR will be saved for 5 days. During those 5 days, you can come in and update it, complete the information that you'd like to add, and then submit to the support engineer's queue at that time. If after 5 days you have not updated the PMR, it does disappear from the tool. Moving on to slide 14, once again, this is the ESR welcome page of a new user. You can see there's a link there on the left column called Site Technical Contact Administration. Only your site technical contact, primary and secondary, sees that link. Your authorized callers and readers do not see that link. There's another link on the left column that I would like to talk about, and that is the My Profile for Electronic Service Request. This is the very first thing you want to do when you log into ESR is update your profile and verify that it's correct. So when you click on that link, you'll be taken to what's on page 15, your profile for the electronic service request. You'll want to verify your name and your contact information is correct here, your time zone. Select your preferred method of being contacted. You can also select here, actually I'm going to move on to page 16 because it makes the bottom half of the screen a little bit bigger so you can see it. There's a section here called PMR Notification Preferences, and if you would like to receive an email every time your PMR is updated by support, you check the boxes here by severity. And when the support engineer updates your PMR, you will receive an email saying this PMR number has been updated. It will not give you the full text of what has been updated within the PMR, You will then need to sign into the ESLR tool to see what has been updated, but it does notify you of any changes made to your PMR. And there's also a notify on closure box here as well. If you'd like to be notified anytime your PMRs are closed, you can check those boxes. Now, the middle section of the screen, caller notification preferences, notify on caller change. You check this box if you would like to be notified if your authority within the CSR tool changes. Possibly your site technical contact initially had you set up as an authorized reader, and now they have given you access as an authorized caller. You would receive an email stating that your status within this tool has changed. If they deactivate your status, you will also receive an email stating that. Now, the bottom section here, use my primary product components list. This is basically a list of products that you open PMRs for most frequently. You construct this list. So you click on Add to my primary product component list, and you will be navigated through screens where you can select the products that you open PMRs for most frequently. Once you have updated your profile, you click the Submit button. Okay, now moving on to slide 17, we're going through the screens here of how to open a new PMR. When you click on Open a New PMR, you'll see at the top of the page, Use My Primary Product Component List. If you have set up your primary products in your profile, these drop-down boxes will be populated with those product names. And you can just select from the drop-down boxes the product that you want to open a PMR for. If you have not filled out these fields within your profile, you'll go to the bottom half of the screen, where you basically select the Passport Advantage contract number, and you can enter a keyword in here or just select Go. If you select Go, you'll be taken to what's on page 18, which is a list of the products that are covered under that Passport Advantage contract. You select the product here for which you'd like to open a PMR for, and select Continue. We'll then move on to page 19. The next screen that comes up, it asks you which component of that product would you like to open a PMR for. Now, you might look at this thing, these don't really look like components. They're just more refined names for the product, possibly a version number or an operating system. Select what is most appropriate for the PMR that you're opening. And then if you open PMRs for this product a lot, you might want to check Add to My Primary Product Component List. And next time, this will add it to your profile. And the next time you come into the tool, this product will be pre-populated in the top drop-down box. Once you select the component, click Continue, and you'll be taken to page 20. This is the first input screen of the PMR. You want to verify all your contact information. If you want to select your preferred method of being contacted. Now, when you select your preferred method of being contacted, if it's different than what's in your profile, it actually updates your profile with that. You can also list an alternate email address here and an alternate contact. Now, the alternate email address does not get notified via email when this PMR is updated or closed unless you have that selected as your preferred contact method. The alternate contact is used as someone that support can work with in your absence on this PMR. A secondary contact. And if that person does have their profile set up to be notified of PMR's changes and updates, they will receive an email on this PMR when it's updated or closed. I'd like to move on to page 21. This is a second tab of the Open a New Problem. It's called Problem Description. And here you can select the severity, indicate if your system's down, indicate the operating system, and provide a short description of the problem that you're having. We're going to move on to slide 22, which is the bottom half of the input screen. Some other fields you have here are recent changes to your system, corrective actions. The bulk of the information that you put in the PMR will actually fall into the other relevant information field. It gives you quite a lot of space in each one of these fields to fully describe the problem or situation that you're having. You can also attach a log file or any file to the PMR. The maximum size allowed is 2 gigabytes. If you have multiple files, you can zip them up into one file and attach just that one file, and then support can unzip it. Now, if you are not quite ready to submit this PMR yet, you click Save as Unfinished, and it will save it just within the ESR tool as a draft. It will not put it on the support engineer's queue. The next time you come back into ESR, you'll be able to access it and update additional information and then submit it at that time. So draft PMRs are not given PMR numbers, as they're only hosted within this tool. if you have all the information and you're ready to submit this to support, you click submit. You will then receive a pop-up box telling you the PMR number, and you will receive a follow-up email telling you that the PMR has been submitted and give you the PMR number. Moving on to slide 23, I want to talk about updating existing problems that you have. We talked about that box in the center of the page here. Basically, it lists your last four open PMRs. And if you see your PMR number there that you'd like to update, you just click on it. It takes you to very similar screens that the open PMR screens were. You type in the text that you want to update or submit to the support engineer and click submit. As I mentioned, if your PMR is not listed there, you can also bring up a list of PMRs by searching on keywords. Moving on to slide 24. I want to talk a little bit about the reports that you can access via this tool. From the ESR welcome page in the center there, there's a link called All PMRs Submitted Online. This is a little misleading. It's really all PMRs submitted, whether they've been submitted online or whether they're submitted via the phone. Click on that link and you'll be taken to screen 25. Now, this is where you select the criteria for the report that you want to run. At the top, you select if you want open and closed PMRs, if you want PMRs only submitted online, the customer numbers, the PMR date ranges, any keywords that you would like to have filtered into this report. And then you click Update List below, and the table at the bottom is the actual report that you'll see. And you can download this report into a spreadsheet by clicking Spreadsheet-Friendly Format. It will download it into an Excel file for you. If you'd like to print it, you can click on Printable Report, and it will format it for your printing. Moving on to slide 26. Actually, let's go back to slide 25. There's another option there called Customize Report Further. It's in the center of the page. If you'd like to customize the report further and designate what information you would like to appear in each column of your report, you select that option, and you'll be taken to slide 26. This is where you have drop-down boxes to designate what you want in each column of the report. Once you've made your selections here and click Update List, the table will be updated with the criteria that you've selected. Moving on to slide 27, I'd like to talk about some of the Site Technical Contact administration screens. And only the Site Technical Contact sees this link on the left column called Site Technical Contact Administration. From here, they can click a radio button and show a list everyone that they've given access to across all of the Passport Advantage contracts. The center box there would be listed all of the Passport Advantage contracts that you have with IBM. If you have multiple contracts, you'll have multiple lines listed there. You can click on one of those Passport Advantage agreement numbers and get a list of only those people that you've given access or authority to open PMRs for that contract number. If you have someone's name and you'd like to know what Passport Advantage contracts you've given them access to, you could put in their name here and get a list based on that way. I'm going to move on to slide 28. Now, this is a managed nomination screens. You click on Manage Nominations in the left column here. Remember a few screens back where I said if someone doesn't have access to ESR and they sign in, they receive a nomination form and they can nominate themselves to have access to this tool? If someone nominated themselves to have access to this tool, the Site Technical Contact would go into this Manage Nominations page and they would see the person's name there that is requesting access to the tool. Basically, they click a radio button to either approve or deny their access, and then they select the type of caller that they want them to be. Do they want them to be an authorized caller and be able to open and update PMRs? Do they want them to be an authorized reader and only read PMRs? Do they want them to be a secondary Site Technical Contact, which basically gives them the authority to grant and deny others access to this tool? So this is a quick and easy way to grant access to this tool for people within your organization. Moving on to slide 29, another way to grant access to this tool is there's an add caller option for the Site Technical Contact. If the Site Technical Contact has a list of people that he would like to add to ESR, he needs to know their IBM web ID, and he can select a Passport Advantage contract number here and put in the person's IBM web ID and just directly add them and give them access to this tool. Moving on to slide 30. Now, if you are a primary site technical contact, shortly after your Passport Advantage contract was signed, you would have received an email. And this email basically outlined the responsibilities of a site technical contact, and you had 10 days in which to respond to that email and accept those responsibilities. If you did not respond to that, then you're probably not set up to administer ESR for your organization, and you probably need to have access to do that. So if your primary site technical contact doesn't remember getting that email or no longer has it, they can send an email to the ESR help desk at us.ibm.com to receive another email and sign up to be the primary site technical contact. Moving on to slide 31, there is some help available via ESR. There's two help buttons here. One is in the left column in the gray area, and that help button is for context-sensitive help. Basically, it gives you help information for the screen that you're on. Under the related links section, there's an ESR help link there, and that basically gives you more general help information, overview kind of information, how-to information on ESR, and a glossary of terms. Moving on to slide 32, we do have some online tours available for you. The URL is listed here. It goes through very similar information to what I've given you in this presentation. If you have others within your organization that are interested in learning more about ESR, you may want to point them to the site tours, or we do give these presentations very frequently, so you can also email Eileen Papanikolaou or either Luke or myself, and we can get others set up for this presentation. Another valuable thing with the ESR online tours is from time to time we make improvements to the ESR tool. And when we do that, we update the site tours. So if you notice that things are changing in ESR, you might want to come to the site tours page and just get an updated view of, you know, some of the changes that we've had within the ESR tool. And that happens from time to time. Moving on to slide 33. If you have any problems with the ESR tool, you'll want to contact Bill Carey. He can assist you with any problems you might experience, including not knowing your customer number, not knowing who your site technical contact is, and that kind of thing. Or if you have problems or difficulty while using the tool, please contact Bill, and we'd be happy to help you with that. There's also other help information available. There's an online website that has some online information for you. You can send an email to the ESR help desk. If you are a United States or Canadian customer, there's an 800 number here you could call to get to the ESR help desk for assistance. Moving on to slide 34, that concludes the presentation of ESR. We do encourage you, if you are a Passport Advantage customer, please give the ESR tool a try. We find that many customers find it extremely valuable. You can have updates from your PMR available to you anytime just at your fingertips. Now, I did mention that the you can sign up for emails from the ESR tool letting you know that your PMR has been updated. I'd like to mention that does not take the place of the communication, the standard communication you have with your Level 2 support engineer. The support engineer does not know if you have signed up to receive these emails or not. So they still will communicate with you outside the ESR tool when any updates are made or they need any information from you. I'd like to move on to actually page 36. I want to talk a little bit about the business partner's authority within the ESR tool. Now, if you have a relationship with a business partner, you can request that this business partner have the ability to use ESR on your behalf, either to just read your PMRs or to open your PMRs. Now, to get started, a business partner first needs to be registered with IBM, and then they need to be registered with PartnerWorld, and they must have an established relationship with you. The site technical contact sets up access for business partners very similar to the way that they set up access to authorized callers and authorized readers. And if you'd like to know more information on business partners, feel free to look at the viewlets or the tours. There's a tour specifically for business partners. So I believe that concludes the presentation.